This is my first passage. "Old Shep, My Pal is a timeless classic," roared the teacher. "It won the Gunhold Award. It was my favorite book growing up. Everybody loved it." He turned to the rest of the class. "Right?" The reaction was a murmur of mixed reviews. "It was okay, I guess. Not too bad. Why did it have to be so sad?" "Exactly," Fogelman pounced on the comment. "It was sad. What a heartbreaking surprise ending." "I wasn't surprised," I said. "I knew old Shep was going to die before I started page one." "Don't be ridiculous," the teacher snapped. "How?" I shrugged. "Because the dog always dies. Go to the library and pick out a book with a award sticker and a dog on the cover. Trust me, that dog is going down." "Not true," stormed Mr. Fogelman. "Well," I challenged, "what happened to Old Yeller?" "Oh, all right," the teacher admitted. "So Old Yeller died." "What about Sounder?" piped up Joey Quick. "And Bristleface," added Mike Feather Wrigley, one of my football teammates. "Don't forget where the red fern grows," I put in. "The double whammy. Two dogs die in that one." "You made your point," growled Mr. Fogelman. "Now I'm going to make mine. I expect a proper review, and you're going to give it to me during detention." This is my second passage. There it was, the big wooden scenery board that I was going to be designed to look like the Lament House. Right across the top, someone had spray painted "Old Shep, Dead Mutt." It was so awful that it made me feel sick. It showed absolutely no respect for the play, the actors, the director, the scenery painters, the book. Beside me, Trudy brayed a laugh right into my ear. "Old Shep, Dead Mutt." "Yeah, that's funny." "Well, I don't think so," I said with feeling. Who was mean enough to do a rotten thing like this?" I stopped myself just as I had to blurt out Wallace's name. I'd already blown the whistle on him once, and anyway, I didn't have to. Nate Nilspitzner beat me to it. Wallace did it. It must have been him. He's the only one who hates Old Shep, My Pal." "Shut up, big mouth," snapped Trudy. "Calm down, everyone," ordered Mr. Fogelman. "I won't have anyone accused without proof. We'll ask Wallace when he gets here." "I'm here now," came a voice from behind us. Our cast parted to give Wallace a view of the scenery board, and Mr. Sensitivity laughed out loud. Only Trudy laughed with him. And then he stopped laughing, and an angry look came over his face. "You think I did this?" he exclaimed. "Did you?" asked Mr. Fogelman. "No, he's lying," yelled Nathaniel. "I saw him climbing in the bathroom window. I'll bet he snuck into the gym with a paint can."